1. Part A. Micro-listening.
Communicative function. Making judgments. Drill 1. You'll hear 5 short conversations between 2 speakers. At the end of each conversation, a question will be asked about what was said. Listen carefully and choose the best answer to each question you hear.
1. What have you bought, Jane?
I've bought a 5-pound bag of potatoes and a loaf of bread.
Where has Jane been?
2. Water keeps dripping in the bathroom. Can you fix the faucet?
Why don't you call a plumber?
Who might be the man?
3. I'd like to book a table for tonight.
For how many people?
What might be the relationship between the 2 speakers?
4. Hello, John. Fancy meeting you here.
Hello, Jane. Haven't seen you since Christmas.
What can we learn from the conversation?
5. What does Mr. Wang do?
He makes a living by sewing for others.
What's Mr. Wang's job?
Drill 2. You'll hear a dialogue. Listen twice and supply the missing words. How are you, Dick?
Oh, just fine. Thank you.
How's your business?
It's okay now, but it was pretty bad last year. I was worried.
That's good. And the children?
Oh, they're both fine. Ted loves working with his hands, and Sally does well in school.
Is she still taking dancing lessons?
Yes. She enjoys them very much.
Now, listen again. How are you, Dick?
Oh, just fine. Thank you.
How's your business?
It's okay now, but it was pretty bad last year. I was worried.
That's good. And the children?
Oh, they're both fine. Ted loves working with his hands. And Sally does well in school.
Is she still taking dancing lessons?
Yes, she enjoys them very much. Part B. Macro listening. Dialogue. Is this your car?
Exercise 1. Listen to the dialogue and complete each of the following statements with the best choice. Ben, you can't park here. There's a double yellow line.
Oh, we'll be back in a few minutes. It's okay.
Oh, no, it isn't. You'll get a parking ticket if you park here.
No, I won't. It's 5:30. All the wardens have gone home.
Ben.
Yes?
Is this your car, sir?
Oh, my. Well, I'm sorry, sir. I'm just looking for a car park around.
Yes, he is. And he doesn't know the way well. But can you tell us where we can find a parking space near here, sir?
There's one on the corner of the second block. But don't park your car by the roadside next time, sir.
No, we won't. Thank you very much, sir.
You're really good, Ann. But we have to hurry, I'm afraid. We must get back before 6.
But you mustn't drive too fast.
Take it easy, Ann. Don't be anxious.
Look, Ben, a police car is following.
Excuse me, sir. May I see your license?
Of course, sir. Well, I'm sorry, I've left it at home.
In that case, you'll have to take it to the police station within 5 days.
But why?
You're speeding, sir.
But I was only doing 35.
There's a 30 miles an hour speed limit on this road, sir.
Is there? I didn't see the sign.
Well, sir, we've been following you.
So you were doing 35, too?
No, sir. We were doing 60 miles an hour. Otherwise, we couldn't catch you.
Exercise 2. Listen to the dialogue again and write T, true, or F, false, for each statement you hear. Ben, you can't park here. There's a double yellow line.
Oh, we'll be back in a few minutes. It's okay.
Oh, no, it isn't. You'll get a parking ticket if you park here.
No, I won't. It's 5:30. All the wardens have gone home.
Ben.
Yes?
Is this your car, sir?
Oh, my. Well, I'm sorry, sir. I'm just looking for a car park around.
Yes, he is. And he doesn't know the way well. But can you tell us where we can find a parking space near here, sir?
There's one on the corner of the second block. But don't park your car by the roadside next time, sir.
No, we won't. Thank you very much, sir.
You're really good, Anne. But we have to hurry, I'm afraid. We must get back before 6.
But you mustn't drive too fast.
Take it easy, Anne. Don't be anxious.
Look, Ben, a police car is following.
Excuse me, sir. May I see your license?
Of course, sir. Well, I'm sorry. I've left it at home.
In that case, you'll have to take it to the police station within 5 days.
But why?
You're speeding, sir.
But I was only doing 35.
There's a 30 miles an hour speed limit on this road, sir.
Is there? I didn't see the sign.
Well, sir, we've been following you.
So you were doing 35, too?
No, sir. We were doing 60 miles an hour. Otherwise, we couldn't catch you.
Number 1. Ben did not expect to be caught by a warden when he was parking his car.
Number 2. The warden did not give Ben a parking ticket because it was after 5 o'clock in the afternoon.
Number 3. According to the conversation, if a driver is found speeding, he or she will have to report to the police station within 5 days.
Number 4. Both Ben and the policeman were speeding.
Number 5. Ben was doing 35 miles an hour, and the policeman was doing 60 miles. Passage. I rode to work on my motorcycle.
Exercise 1. Listen to the passage and choose the best answer to each question you hear.
When train fares went up for the 3rd time in 1 year, I decided to buy a motorcycle to ride to work. My idea was that, although I would have to pay for tax, insurance, and gasoline, I would still spend less than on train tickets over the year. I might even save time on the journey from home to work. So I bought a small, second-hand Japanese motorcycle. I began to learn to ride it. At first it seemed very difficult for me because I had never learned to ride an ordinary bicycle before. But I soon got used to it. I just fell off once or twice during the first few weeks. But after a while, I felt reasonably confident and rode to work every day, even when it was raining. It is, of course, one of the disadvantages, riding a motorcycle in the rain. To keep dry, you have to dress up in waterproof clothes, which soon get very dirty. And it's cold in winter, too. But my journey to work takes me half an hour less than it used to take me on the train. Traffic jams don't worry me, and I don't have to wait on cold railway platforms for crowded trains. I don't know whether it's any cheaper than public transport, though, for I soon got dissatisfied with my small motorcycle and bought a bigger, faster, and more expensive one.
Question number one. Why did the man first decide to buy a motorcycle?
Question number two. For what does a rider have to pay to ride a motorcycle, according to the passage?
Question number three. What kind of motorcycle did the man first buy?
Question number four. What did the man think of learning to ride a motorcycle?
Question number five. Why did the man get dissatisfied with his first motorcycle?
Exercise 2. Listen to the passage again and write down what the man thinks are the advantages and disadvantages of traveling by motorcycle.
When train fares went up for the third time in 1 year, I decided to buy a motorcycle to ride to work. My idea was that, although I would have to pay for tax, insurance, and gasoline, I would still spend less than on train tickets over the year. I might even save time on the journey from home to work. So I bought a small, second-hand Japanese motorcycle. I began to learn to ride it. At first it seemed very difficult for me because I had never learned to ride an ordinary bicycle before. But I soon got used to it. I just fell off once or twice during the first few weeks. But after a while, I felt reasonably confident and rode to work every day, even when it was raining. It is, of course, one of the disadvantages, riding a motorcycle in the rain. To keep dry, you have to dress up in waterproof clothes, which soon get very dirty. And it's cold in winter, too. But my journey to work takes me half an hour less than it used to take me on the train. Traffic jams don't worry me, and I don't have to wait on cold railway platforms for crowded trains. I don't know whether it's any cheaper than public transport, though, for I soon got dissatisfied with my small motorcycle and bought a bigger, faster, and more expensive one.
Of Lesson 3.
End of the tape.